Welcome back to part two of the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in the second part of today's show, I will speak with Jordan Chiguer. He's a local music artist from Sherbrooke, and he will talk about his musical journey and his band called Char and Oak. I will also have some health news in this segment and some music. So let's start part two of today's show with a song called Lead Me On, and it's by Sherbrooke-based band Char and Oak. Townships has no shortage of talented musicians, and today we're shining a spotlight on one of our local bands that is making its mark on the region's music scene. Char and Oak blends thoughtful songwriting, heartfelt lyrics, and a rich musical sound that draws listeners in and keeps them engaged. The band grew from grassroots jam sessions and a shared love of creating music that inspires reflection and emotion. Their songs explore life's experiences with honesty and depth while showcasing the talent and creativity that is found right here in our own backyard. Joining me today is band leader Jordan Chiguer to talk about the origins of Char and Oak, the band's musical journey, their songwriting process, and what's next for the group. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Sherbrooke musician Jordan Chiguer to the Townships at 12. Now, welcome, Jordan.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, Maureen.
Now, you have a project right now, your band. It's called Char and Oak. And could you tell us how that band came together?
Yeah, thank you. Char and Oak was born out of a jam session at the studio Sub Lennox on Connolly. They've been renting out spaces for musicians to practice, and they also offer recording out of their studio. In fact, actually, I'd like to take a moment just to highlight their work in Eastern Townships for young artists. Last year, through the Rush financing, which was crowdfunded, they were able to offer 50 young artists under 30 the opportunity to come and record various projects and demos. This all started because I really wanted to support that movement. I thought it was an amazing cause. With one of my various jam sessions and bands that I play with, we were practicing, and one of the studio engineers stood up after, you know, playing a song, and he said, "But what song is that?" And I said, "Oh, it's just something that I've written." And from there, they really encouraged me to record it. And from there, interest grew, and we decided to throw a whole new band behind it. And here we are today.
That is great. Now, music has clearly been part of your life since your teenage years. Do you remember the moment you first realized music would become such an important creative outlet for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's hard to forget. I remember walking into the Galt band room one noon hour. I was probably 13 or 14, and there was this great punk guitarist. It was the 90s, so that, you know, it was all alternative. He passed me his guitar and let me make some noise on it for a little bit, and I was hooked.
Now, you mentioned influences like the Tragically Hip, Neil Young, Tom Petty, Dave Matthews, and the Tedeschi Trucks. In what ways do these artists still influence your songwriting today?
Well, as I grew older, I mean, alternative music was always part of it. But as I grew older, I found myself drawn more to deep lyrics and music that invoked, you know, a lot of thought and feeling. And that really resonated with the Hip and Neil Young. And I've always liked Canadian music as well. So that's been an important part. Dave Matthews on acoustic. His style of playing was just very different from anything else I've heard. Tedeschi Trucks was a little bit later and really got me into the blues influence, which helped in my writing because it allowed me to start writing music for myself and not so much music that, you know, that I aspired to or artists that I really respected. It just changed the way I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Now, the name Char and Oak, it's a very powerful name and symbolic, obviously. Can you explain the meaning behind it?
Well, you know, Maureen, I wanted it to be, authentic to me and you know, my stories. Char, for me, represents hardship and scars, what's been burned down. And Oak represents strength and grounding and endurance. So the name kind of fits with the voice, it fits with the writing, and really it's about what survives after the fire.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, you've described music as being about what survives after the fire. That's a beautiful phrase. What does that idea mean to you personally?
Well, it's a lot of, you know, we all experience hardships, we all have difficulties in life, and being honest about it and expressing it and finding outlets for it is really important. And through that as well, we gain strength and we become, you know, rooted more in ourselves. So that's really what we try to emulate in the music that we're writing right now.
Okay. Now, your song, Lead Me On, that is on our playlist, has a very honest and emotional sound. What inspired that particular song?
Well, that's a complicated one. I think it's a mix, you know, probably, if I'm being honest, of failed relationships, but also that feeling of, you know, when you meet someone, there's sparks, there's those energies that are feeding off, but it doesn't necessarily go anywhere or anything like that. I mean, I think the kids today would call it ghosting, but it's a little bit of, you know, that longing, but it's just not working.
Okay. Now, you said you wanted the music to feel honest rather than overproduced. Why is authenticity so important to you as an artist?
Well, I think a lot of it stems in the time that we live in right now with AI being, you know, a powerful tool in music production for a lot of people. We have a lot of music that's overproduced, overpolished. And I think there's kind of a growing movement to step away from that, and there's a kind of a crave, you know, connect to something that's real. And I mean, just to parallel, you know, a lot of musicians and things that are struggling right now in the industry because of AI, because of overproduction, because of the fast-paced market where, you know, things aren't just connecting. So for me, I wanted my songs to be honest. I wanted it to feel raw, to feel emotional, to feel imperfect, because I think that's the truth of what we live today.
Mm-hmm. Now, studio sub Lennox and Emmanuel Fournier played an important role in encouraging the project. Do you have anything else to tell us about the studio sub Lennox and Emmanuel Fournier and your project?
Well, we're working with them right now on new material, and we're hoping to have some releases later this summer and some shows. But I'd encourage anyone that's looking for a place to practice or just believes in the mission of providing this opportunity for young adults and kids coming out of high school and different music programs to check out what they're offering, because it's really kind of an affordable, creative space with a lot of motivation from the teams that are there. And so I just can't thank them enough for what they do. And I really hope that people will check them out and support what they're doing, because I think it's needed, especially in the township, to grow our artistic base and to keep them here instead of going to Montreal or Toronto or other places. Let's try to develop that local community and keep our artists strong and healthy.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I'm going to have to check that place out. It interests me. Now, you've spoken about finally becoming comfortable with your own voice and songwriting in your 40s. Was there a turning point where you stopped trying to sound like your influences and started sounding like yourself?
Well, took a long time. I mean, I never really envisioned myself singing to begin with. My earlier work, I recorded an album with Vanessa Chanel, who can be heard on the back vocals, and the bassist that played on Lead Me On is Simon Desrobert as well. And we did a project years and years ago, and I had written songs, but I was never really comfortable in singing them. In the last 5 years, I think I got tired of not hearing the music the way I heard it in my head, and it really just clicked to change and work on it and accept the imperfection of it. You know, you look at artists like Tom Waits or Leonard Cohen. You know, but Leonard Cohen was told, you know, why don't you stick to poetry at some point in his career, right? So I think it was just a matter of letting go of those preconceived ideas and just accepting the imperfection. And things kind of lit a fire from there.
Okay. Now, you said people can hear the Eastern Townships in your songs. That's interesting. What is it about this region that inspires your music?
Well, we're working on a new piece called Little Things, which for me is... It started with a fever dream. I was quite ill, and I had one of those fever dreams where, you know, you can almost relive your childhood. I grew up in on an agricultural land in St. Isidore de Clifton, not too far out. And in this dream, I remembered that feeling of being young and having, you know, your feet in the mud and playing in the streams and building forts in the woods. So we wanted to really connect to that. And so there's a lot of lived experiences, and so being from the townships, my lived experiences are here, and I hope that gets reflected in the work that we're producing.
Okay, that's interesting. You grew up in the country. I would have thought that you would gravitate more toward country music.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's an influence there. I think just my voice fits well with the folk and the blues. I think that's what I've kind of gravitated to and you know, learned from my style. Country, you might hear some country in some of the songs a little bit, but it's definitely a lot of folk and roots.
Okay. Now, Charin Oak features several talented musicians from the Sherbrooke area. Could you tell us a little bit about the band members and what each brings to the sound?
Yeah, absolutely. The new band is composed of some really incredible musicians from the Sherbrooke area. Philippe Veilleux is on bass. He plays also for a band called Tempo that performed quite a bit here in Sherbrooke. Myriam Fillion from Chemical Kangaroo. She's on keys and doing some back vocals. She plays guitar. She does all kinds of things. So I'm really happy to have her. Olivier Dixon on lead guitars. And we've got Hubert Martin on drums and myself. And they've graciously jumped on the Charnoak wagon to work on this material. And we're hoping that the latter half of the year we'll be able to do some performances and some live music.
Okay, now for listeners hearing Charnoak for the first time, how would you describe the band's sound and the atmosphere?
I think it leads a lot to, as I mentioned, the indie folk rock. There's definitely be some blues in there. I would say that it leads into the imperfection. It leads into the emotion. We don't shy away from it. We like what sounds honest. And the most important thing is, you know, I'm writing for me. So those songs need to feel honest and raw to me first. And then the musicians get to polish it up a little bit for me.
Okay. Now you're going to be playing at Groove Fest. I believe that's in August at Queen Square in Lennoxville.
Yeah, we're so happy to be playing there. It'll be kind of a two-down set. Not all the musicians are available for that. So Char and Oak, which, you know, is probably my stage name. And we've got JC and Mistress V, so Vanessa and Chris Taylor and a few friends that are one of my side projects. And they have been part of this, really, for 5 years or more, and without them, I don't think we would have even got to the place where we are. So I'm really happy to share the stage with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have more recordings coming up? Any live performances other than Groove Fest this summer?
Stay tuned. There are some things coming out. We've been invited to join Fever Fest. We've got a few shows in discussion for the fall. But right now we're just concentrating on getting that music solid and performance ready, and you know, lead into the recording as well later this fall.
Okay. Do you have any other songs that I could play other than Lead Me On?
We will get to something shortly, but right now, Lead Me On is the one that's finished and radio ready. But we'll have some studio recordings out of Sudwanex coming later this year.
Great. Definitely keep me in mind. And if somebody wants to find out more about the music and the band, is there a website or any way they can find out?
Instagram. We started a page or an account on Instagram for Charnoak. They can also check me out personally, and stay tuned for the developments there as they come. Like I said, this all started really as a grassroots amateur project that seems to be taking off, and everyone's really proud of where it's going, and we look forward to the next steps.
Okay. Anything else we left out, Jordan?
I don't think so. I just want to thank The Cube. Thank you guys for your support in playing the song and getting the sound out there a little bit. We really appreciate what you do for the local community. And really, that's what this is about. We want to support. It all started to support Studio Lennox. We want to encourage the local community artists. And 88.9 FM definitely plays a big part of that. So thank you for what you do.
Oh, thanks very much. We've been talking with Jordan Jaguer today from the band Charnoak. It's a local band from Sherbrooke and definitely loving to encourage local bands. So thanks very much, Jordan, and all the best.
All right. Thank you, Maureen. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. And next up, we have some health news for you here on the Townships at 12. Music is something many of us enjoy every day, whether it's playing in the car, on the radio, or in the background while we work. But music is more than entertainment. It can also be good for our mental health. Research has shown that listening to music can help reduce stress and anxiety. When we hear music we enjoy, our brains release chemicals such as dopamine, which is associated with feelings of pleasure and reward. At the same time, music can help lower levels of cortisol, often called the stress hormone. Music can also improve mood. Have you ever noticed how an upbeat song can lift your spirits, or how a favorite tune can bring back happy memories? Music has a unique ability to connect with us and our emotions and help us process feelings that may be difficult to express in words. For people experiencing loneliness, music can provide comfort and a sense of connection. Attending concerts, singing in a choir, or simply sharing favorite songs with friends can strengthen social bonds and help us feel part of a community. Music may even benefit our physical health. Relaxing music can help lower blood pressure, slow heart rate, and promote better sleep. For some people, listening to calming music before bed can become part of a healthy nighttime routine. The wonderful thing about music is that there is no single right choice. Whether you enjoy country, classical, jazz, folk, rock, or gospel music, the best music for your mental health is often the music that brings you joy, comfort, and inspiration. So today, consider taking a few minutes to listen to a favorite song. It may do more than brighten your day. It may also support your mental well-being. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guests on today's show in the first half hour, Derek Bullard from CJMQ. Show us your support by joining us at Queen Square in Lenoxville on Saturday, June 6. The fun starts at 10 a.m., whether it's rain or shine. We will have all kinds of things going on throughout the day for the whole family. Visit our website, cjmqnews.com, to see the schedule. And in the second part of today's show, local musician Jordan Jaguar from Sherbrooke. Check out the band called Char and Oak on Instagram. And if you have a community announcement or an idea for a future interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and remember that the Thursday show is repeated at noon on Friday, and it will be up on our website later today. We will close today's show with a song called Heart of Gold, and it's by Neil Young.
Searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching.